About 1,000 protesters converged on Cleveland Hopkins Airport Sunday to demonstrate against President Donald Trump's executive order banning citizens of some Muslim countries from entering the U.S.
Here in Cleveland, we welcome on no ban, no block.
The protesters marched peacefully in and around the ticketing and departure drop-off areas at Hopkins for about 2 hours on Sunday afternoon. Nancy Smith from Westlake was there, but she wasn't participating. She's a Trump supporter who came to observe, and she says the 120-day ban is not an unreasonable length of time.
And I think people should abide by it, you know, and just give him a chance. He's trying to protect all of us. He's not doing this to be mean to people, but it's like everybody's up in arms, and I just wonder how many through this group voted. How many are here illegally?
Most of the protesters were not Middle Eastern, something noticed by Sabrine Najjar, a Palestinian who came to Northeast Ohio 27 years ago.
That's actually the most touching part, the fact that there are non-Muslims here and they're just as passionate as we are.
Hopkins Airport officials said the protest did not cause any delays or other issues for passengers. Joan Dowling from Cleveland Heights was there and says the immigrant ban is surreal to her. She hopes protesters now take steps to voice their opinions on the ban to their elected officials.
It's really incumbent upon everybody at this point, whether they've ever been active before or not, to gather the courage to speak up and protest in whatever way they can and to the extent that they can.
The protest was without incident except for a brief moment at the end when about 100 remaining protesters tried to return to baggage claim but were blocked by police. A half-dozen protesters shouted insults at Chief Calvin Williams and other officers before leading the group outside. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.